longer than it was a long time. I think they timed 40 minutes until she was properly round, which is not good. And they were marvellous, the paramedics, and they said, well, I don't think she needs to come into hospital, which was great. And they said, we're just sort of a checker. What's the name of your dog, Natasha? And Natasha had been trying for ages. She'd been smiling and laughing as she was coming through, but she couldn't say Barney. She couldn't get her mouth. She couldn't guess the connection. It's like I couldn't touch the doorknob when I was so badly gone. I couldn't coordinate. She couldn't get her brain and mouth to coordinate. She couldn't say Barney. And of course, her animal, she loves her animals desperately. She really wanted to tell the paramedics about me. She couldn't. She was smiling and laughing, giggling with them, but she still couldn't speak. And she said, well, we can't go until you speak. And as they started to move out of the door, she said, bye-bye, and waved and said, yeah, that's it, we're off. See you, Natasha. And went. And then it wasn't very much, not very long after that, that she had another coma, very much, very similar. Again, I couldn't cope with... Oh, I did try the injection. I tried because Tom encouraged me. That's what it was. Tom said, I will do the injection, Mum. And I said, I can't possibly let you take that responsibility. 15, I've got to do it. And because he was going to do it if I didn't, I sort of tried, but I made a complete cock-up of it. The needle bent in her backside. It bled. It, you know, didn't help. And I ran down. I said, it's no good, I'm going to call the ambulance. And the ambulance came, they gave her one, and she came round a lot quicker this time. And on the first occasion, she actually went to school the next day, which seems outrageous. But that was typical of her, kind of, well, that's behind me. Not that she knew a lot about it, I suppose, in a sense, but it didn't have any lasting effect. And the second time, she didn't feel terribly well, so she did have a day off school. I think that's the only time she's had a day off because of her diabetes. And then we all went, well, Tom and I went to be taught how to do it and to overcome our fear of, well, my fear of sticking the needle in and making sure that, and they said Tom could do it if I can't do it. And I'm afraid, I'm fairly sure I still couldn't do it, but I could let Tom do it. And he's very anxious that I would let him do it. And the medical profession are happy for him to do it because he's been shown. So that's where we stand on that. A couple of other fairly serious hypoglycemic incidents. One in the morning when she was suddenly crying in the bathroom for no apparent reason, and I realised she was fairly far gone and she couldn't stand, and her friends all came and held her up and we got some glucose in her and she was okay in the end. But they are very frightening and dangerous and could be fatal.